Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. This is Paul from Marion. Thanks for joining us today here on the DriveCast. And as always, you can find the devotional content for today in the LifePoint Ohio app. We're in John 2, 23 through 25, just coming off of the wedding at Cana and then Jesus cleansing the temple. And we get into these certainly lesser known or perhaps lesser thought about verses, though important. And they say this: "Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man." And so what is happening here? Well, it appears as though people are believing in Jesus because of the signs he's doing. And there's a little bit of a tension there, right? Because John, in John 20, verses 30, 31, John talks about, "Hey, I've written these things down for you, these signs, these works of Jesus, so that you would believe that Jesus really is the Son of Man and have life in his name." And so there's a tension here. Are we not to believe in Jesus based off of what we're seeing him do? And I think what we need to see in this is that Jesus sees the true heart. Jesus sees what the motivation of their faith in him. And apparently in this particular group, the motivation of their faith, they're seeing these signs and they're saying, "Oh, what can this Jesus do to perhaps make my life better or more comfortable?" And there's not a genuine understanding of what Jesus ultimately does for us, which is offers us the forgiveness of our sins through faith in his death on the cross. And now I know at this point in the story, Jesus hasn't yet been sacrificed on the cross on behalf of us. And yet what Jesus sees here is a belief in him for the wrong reasons. And therefore then there is a disconnect. Jesus does not commit himself to them, which is an interesting phrase. And there seems to be this tension here. And I think then what that brings up for us is, what is it that we're seeking most from Jesus? The text tells us that Jesus knows what is the heart of man. And what is ultimately at the heart of man is sin. On our own, in our own nature, from the beginning, we are flawed, broken people. We have inherent sin. We are naturally sinners. That's just who we are. We aren't good at one point, and then we turn bad, and then we have to find good again. No, we are bad through and through, sinful through and through. And what we need ultimately is not for Jesus to work a miracle to make our life easier or to give us some form of blessing in a circumstantial sense. What we need from Jesus ultimately is the forgiveness of our sins and life unending through faith in him. And so then again, we need to ask ourselves, well, what is the motivation of my following of Jesus? Am I doing it for social reasons? Am I doing it to appease someone? Am I doing it to gain favor with another person? Or do I understand that I am in desperate need of a savior? And do I understand that the only way that I can be saved is through faith? And whatever that looks like my life is going to be, maybe it's going to be hard. Maybe I'm going to have to move. Maybe I'm going to have to uproot my life, but it's okay. I open-handedly surrender my life to Jesus because I understand ultimately it's not about the circumstances that Jesus can change in my life. It's about the sin debt that Jesus erases in my life. That's what it's really about. And so what is Jesus about for you? You know, why do you believe in him? Why are you following him? Yes, the miracles that we see in the scriptures are evidence of his divine nature. But what we ultimately need to look toward is what he has done on the cross and then how he has risen from the grave, ascended into heaven, and is now seated at the right hand of God. And so from that, I think what we need to do is take some time in prayer to say, "Lord, reveal in my heart why it is that I'm ultimately seeking you. Do I have any impure or motivations in my following you of you that I need to repent of and confess to you and seek a deeper pursuit of you? What is it for me?" And we can also then think about, hey, maybe I can be praying for others that in a culture that is increasingly not Christian, but still so many, if we ask, you say, "Hey, you know, are you a Christian?" People say yes. And like, "When did you meet Jesus?" And oftentimes the response is, "Well, I've always been a Christian." And to me, that is an indicator that there's no relationship. And so maybe we can pray for others, not in a judgmental sense, but to pray that there would be a genuine, heartfelt desire for others in our communities, others in our families, to really pursue Jesus from a right heart and the right reasons. But man, we need the Lord to do that in us. And so let's take some time to pray. And thanks for joining us here on the Drivecast today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. I'm going to pray for you and for me, my own heart, first, and then I want to give you some space and some time to pray here at the end of this Drivecast. Father, we thank you that your word is hard, and that we have passages like this, just a few verses, three verses for us that can challenge us and make us ask, why is it that I believe in you, Jesus? Why is it that I pursue you? Why is it that I desire you? Do I desire you for any impure motive? And would you, by the power of your Spirit, reveal that in my heart? And I want to praise you, God, in advance for your forgiveness, for your grace, for your mercy. I am undeserving of it, but yet you extend it to me anyway. And so I say thank you. And for those of us listening this morning, would we have a similar heart posture to say, Lord, reveal in me anything that is impure, anything that is against your will. Help us confess that and see you for what you do and who you are, Jesus, and worship you for that and be satisfied in you. Lord, we need your guidance. We need your help. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.